farm if it didn't have a smokehouse.
No. No, and Dad, he had part of the smokehouse made into a granary fixed in there, put his wheat in there when he'd thresh.
Well, now, what would you call it? Somebody would go into a room in the morning and sweep it and dust it and make up the bed. What'd you say she was doing to the room?
Well, I always called clean up the room. Some of them used to call it tidy up the room.
What did you do your sweeping with in those days?
Well, my mother had just a round broom. It's made out of broom corn. But it wasn't like the brooms today. It was round and tied, you know, all those things are sticking up at the top. I don't know, yes. And it was fixed around a round broom. It was right around. It wasn't fixed like straight like the brooms are today.
She made it herself?
Yeah.
I bet you could go up by a piece before you find anybody to make a broom today.
Well, I'd say.
On Mondays, what does Daryl do?
Generally washed on Mondays.
You speak about Monday morning, say, well, we got to do
the washing.
You mentioned your front porch and your back porch. Did you ever have any other names for those?
No, I don't think so.
The side of the house was weatherboarded.
Uh-huh. Yes, there was huge logs in the middle, and my dad hewed those out himself with a broad axe, and then he took lumber to the sawmill and had it sawed, and sealed it on the inside and weatherboarded on the outside. But when I was 13 years old, it got struck by lightning and burned everything up.
How about the roof of the house?
Put on with shanks.
Did you have anything up there to catch the rainwater?
Yeah, we always had barrels out under to catch the rainwater. Washed in that.
Well,
how'd
you get
it? Oh, no. Just set the barrels under the corner of the house and hit it. Leak in there, you know, and down. Oh, it wouldn't be like if you had a lead dropped along or guttering or something like that.
Now, what do you mean, this thing you call a lead trough?
Well, they used to make them then. They'd cut down trees about so big around, saplings, I'd call them, and then split them in two and holler them out and take wire then and put it, and that would call lead trough.
Yeah, where was that?
Put it under the Coleman house, you know, and then let it run down and set your barrel out the corn. That way you'd catch more water.
Yeah.
And you'd say it was hung on the...
Hung the wire, and they'd cut it out, but like this, and then they'd drive nails in it and hang it along, 15 or 20 foot long as they could find a sapling to make it out of.
Yeah.
Well, what do people think to see one of them up to the house now?
What do you call the edge of the roof there?
I called it the cone.
Yeah. And then but then the whole thing, the pitch and all, that would be just the sliding part.
Yeah, the sliding, where the slanting part was. I call it slanting, and the slantingest part was, that's where my dad had always put it, because the water would run down there more.